But what do we do with all of these new ideas? How can we integrate what we are learning into our own society and help with the transition into the new age? Nothing is more important than to educate the minds of Earth about the material and the spiritual realm. People must learn to understand that they are more than just physical beings. We must help everyone get in touch with their spiritual self and feel the love of creation. This is the way we will break down the material forces of hatred, prejudice, and other forms of illogical thinking that put so much stress on our world. For us to make any progress in our quest toward a more enlightened planet, we must educate and wake everyone up to the spiritual side of life. Only then can we accomplish the transition into the new age with a level of higher consciousness. The Pleiadians and other races see us as spiritual beings in material bodies. They listen, observe, and study us as spiritual beings. If we are to take our place in the family of man throughout the universe, we have to clean up our thoughts and create a collective consciousness here on Earth of peace and love. If we continue to project thoughts of anger, jealousy, prejudice, hate, and other negative feelings, it will not be possible for us to communicate with the races of higher consciousness such as the Pleiadian. Time is running out for Earth, for our technology is pushing us out into space and right into the backyards of other races who are far more developed. We won't be able to take our systems of economics, religion, education, and government with us, for they will no longer be adequate in a more advanced universal community. The Pleiadians tell us that they can no longer defend us once we are capable of leaving our system under our own power, and that time is rapidly approaching. What are we going to do when older advanced races come to Earth who might like to conquer us, coerce our leaders into aligning with them for darker purposes, or worse yet, wipe us out and take the planet for themselves? The Earth will soon have its opportunity to align itself with peaceful races like the Pleiadians or with immoral races who would offer power and control to a handful of men on Earth to rule us. The people of Earth just come together with a common vision in order to make Earth a peaceful and loving planet as we move into the new age. We must overpower the greedy few who currently rule the planet with money and power and begin the transition from a material society to a more spiritual one. In order to do this, we must come together in a state of higher consciousness and align the power of our spirits with a common view of a new vision for Earth. By directing the spiritual power of thousands, even millions, of Earth people on a common vision, that thought can become a force of energy that can charge the world toward peace. Meditate on the following peaceful vision of Earth, and put power into it. Explain the vision to others and ask them to help out. If enough of us concentrate on the vision, our thoughts will create energy and cause the material world to give way to our force, and the planet will start to change. Remember, always start little things in motion to cause the big things to happen. Just like the creation, which started with a thought and created a universe, we can start with a thought and create a new world. Our future is up to us. The light workers of the new age. Earth is currently a planet of over 170 nations with as many different ideologies, philosophies, and social customs. The leaders of the new age must find ways to bring these many different concepts and theories together and find the common denominator that will allow us to live together in peace. To begin with, we must learn to understand each other with an open mind that allows acceptance of other viewpoints, without anger and value judgments. This is a time of education for Earth. If you find yourself able to share knowledge with others who are on a quest of enlightenment, here are some suggestions that may help you communicate and be of help to others. A vision for Earth. Blue, blue Earth, your light is bright, shining through the Milky Way tonight, sending out a beam of love and riding high on a consciousness of living in the creation way, harmony with nature, in every way a world of peace where everyone can win a dream and love someone. And now you've moved through time and space to join the family of the human race, your life is rich, your spirit bright, and now forever you'll live in light. Find your own truth. Don't ask people to blindly accept your ideas or your information. Remind them that one man's knowledge is just another man's information. We must all earn knowledge for ourselves by experiencing it and making it part of our lives. Guide people to find truth for themselves. As questions are asked, try to answer only what is needed at the time. It is better for people to start with small bits of information and earn the next question through learning. All of life is a school, a spiritual experience of learning and growing. Knowledge is most useful if it comes at the right time. Try to promote the idea of an open mind. Not only is it a sign of intelligence, but it is the way to faster and more accurate learning. Promote integrity. Acceptance of new ideas comes from respect for those who offer them. If you project integrity and sincerity instead of ego or vanity, you will not only be of more help to others, but you will feel better about yourself. Don't exaggerate or say things to get attention or gain importance. Your spirit knows when you are being untruthful. You can't lie to yourself. The New Age is an exciting time filled with lots of new information and experiences, but we must be careful to be honest with each other and ourselves. There is no better way of feeling good about yourself than giving freely without expecting anything in return. If you want to fill your heart with love, simply give some to another, and it will come back to you. Role model. Our heroes in the last century have been captains of industry, movie stars, adventurers, athletes, musicians, and war heroes. There have been many fine people among those heroes, to be sure. But the attraction is usually that we see in these people that which we want for ourselves, a role model for how we would like to be. People learn by studying others. In happy homes, little boys want to be like their dads, and little girls want to grow up to be just like their mums. Role modeling is very important to our young and needs to be taken very seriously. In the new age, our heroes need to be of a different type. We need role modeling that projects wisdom, integrity, intelligence, and love. Let's use our schools, movies, books, and television to create heroes who are rich in values and honesty. The very fabric of our society is based on the integrity we instill in our young, for they create the future we will live in. Project equality and universal love. Not enough can be said about the need for universal love in our thinking. Learn to see each other as spiritual beings on a path of growth and education, and sense the spiritual bonding that ties us all together. It is the material side of us that we find so much fault with. We are imperfect as material beings, but we are all logical and loving as spirits. If we are to eliminate prejudice, hate, and anger, we must educate everyone about the real meaning of life and the power of the spirit. If you share with each other as spiritual beings, your material heart will swell with love for one another. Learn to give of your heart and ask nothing in return, and you will gain the greatest gift one human can give another, the gift of love. The planet. It is time to consider the planet we live with as an equal part of creation. Although it does not have a consciousness as we do, it is comprised of particles of matter that have a life force. All matter in the universe is composed of energy generated from the evolution of creation, and should be respected as such. Get yourself on good terms with the planet and nature. Start by learning more about the planet itself as a hobby. You might want to study about the oceans, the forests, or volcanoes. Spend an afternoon watching birds build a nest, or sit down by a stream and talk to it. There are life forces in nature that you can communicate with. Sometimes called elementals, these beings of nature will let themselves be seen by humans if you are of the right consciousness. You can feel their presence and commune with them. It is a good idea to go for a walk every day for about 30 minutes with your shoes off. Not only can you feel the planet, but the pressure on the bottoms of your feet will stimulate the organs of your body and improve your health. This is an age-old practice called reflexology and can be a valuable part of your health care, so take a Saturday and lean about it. Keep pieces of rock, crystal, plants, and beautiful pictures of each around you. Give them names and make them your friends. Live with the planet, not just on it. Study spirit. Study about spiritual consciousness and share it with others. Read books, go to conferences, expos, and fill your mind with an inventory of information that can help you discover yourself. You might want to join or start a study group with others of like mind, and experience and learn together. Practice meditation as much as you can, for it's the gateway into your spirit and your older, higher self. Through meditation you can develop more balanced thinking and make life more enjoyable. You can also try out your ideas and learn about the different levels of consciousness and how your mind works. Listen to those who have gone before you, and then find your own path and develop your own wisdom. Your life is your own journey and must be walked alone, but you can use the footsteps of another as a guide and make your own discoveries. Get in touch with creation and experience the spiritual bonding that we all share, and your material life will be forever easier and more fruitful. Then share it with another. Help educate the young. At any age we are nothing more than the accumulated experiences that have gotten us to where we are now. And the experiences of our youth are the formative years that create our adulthood. Too many people are having difficulty with adult life because of childhood experiences that control their thinking. We must learn to educate our young better and eliminate child abuse. More than 50% of the children in America today are abused, either mentally or physically, by parents who don't love them or understand them. We are creating a nation of unhappy people who are not capable of offering anything to anyone else because of the hurt they carry around inside of themselves. Spend some time with children and help them with your love and understanding. If you can, adopt a child or be a big brother. You can certainly donate some time at a local park or school. Children respond very well to love and understanding, and so will you. Be creative. Creative thinking keeps you young and alert. It stimulates your brain and makes your spirit happy. The personal satisfaction that comes from being creative is a doorway to sharing your love with others. A beautiful picture you paint, a song, or a poem can project the love of your spirit to thousands of others and really make the world a better place. Art in any form should be promoted for everyone. Make it a regular part of your life. It's not important how good you are at it, the satisfaction comes from the process of creation, not the adulation of others. Shed the need for approval from others, and express yourself in art that brings out your unique qualities and helps you understand yourself better. You should at least keep your environment filled with music, paintings, beautiful crystals, books, and stimulating objects which challenge and stimulate your senses. Every now and then buy some object of technology that is beyond your present understanding, and just keep it around until you figure it out. It is important to teach your mind to constantly be learning and trying to grow to new levels of understanding. Remember, life is a school, enroll now. Who speaks for Earth as we think, our thoughts move through space. If millions of us combine our thoughts, we can communicate with other worlds and develop relationships with more advanced beings. In this way we can create alliance for Earth with peaceful races. This is very important, for the America government, as well as other first and second world nations, are all anxious to make connections with other worlds in order to gain power, weapons, and control over other nations. The dangerous game of King on the Mountain, played by the world powers, can lead us to alliances with non-human race who will offer technology and power in exchange for our lives. It is already happening in America, as certain above-the-law elements of our government have created alliances with a non-human race of ETs from a twin star system called Zeta Reticuli. It began in 1947 when one of their spaceships crashed in New Mexico. The bodies of small non-human being were discovered in the wreckage and gave our government a serious problem. Not knowing how to handle the sudden appearance of visitors from another world, especially non-human ones, and fearful of a panic, they decided to keep it quiet. A wise decision at the time, but within a short time more ships came and the administration was confronted with having to make a deal with these visitors. Our government decided to provide bases for the in exchange for technology. These small non-human beings, which are called greys, have no emotional concern for us, and look at us as lab experiments. The Pleiadians have confirmed their existence, stating that they are a highly scientific race, more interested in the planet than in us, but on some occasions take Earth people for experiments. Over the years many Earth people have been contacted by these little greys, but have learned very little about them. Earth is being contacted by the Pleiadians, the Greys, and several other races. Millions of people all over the world have seen their ships and have had contacts of various kinds. It is no longer a question of whether or not they are real, but a question of whether or not you know about them. The people of Earth need to make contact with the Pleiadians and other peaceful races, then we can be involved in how Earth becomes aligned with beings from other worlds. I feel that nothing is more important right now than educating everyone about their spiritual selves, and creating a large mass of humanity who can come together on the higher planes of consciousness and communicate with the Pleiadians and other peaceful races. The thoughts of Earth are being monitored all the time by many races. If they begin to detect a growing mass of people coming together spiritually, I believe they will come to our aid. Let's send greetings from the people of Earth, and not from any special branch of the government. Peace on Earth. It takes nothing more than watching the evening news to see how much trouble we are in as a planet. There are wars raging everywhere. The leaders of our planet are making no attempt to create peace because they stay in power through turmoil. No government wants to relinquish their own authority and blend in with other countries. This is why we have no real power in the United Nations. It is up to us, the people, to find a way to bring the nations of the world together, in spite of the governments. Imagine if we formed a group of spiritually minded people who understand and live by the principle of unconditional love, and visited different countries around the world. They could go to each major city and put on a spiritual education expo, where everyone shares and listens to one another and talks about our different customs, philosophies, and ideologies. By sharing, we can find the common ground between us and blend our heritages together in a common goal for our planet. We can carry the message of spiritual bonding all around the world. An educated mass of people can do far more than any government. There is nothing more powerful than 100 million people with common thinking and common goals. Look for ways to communicate and make this happen. You might want to join a computer bulletin board service and make friends around the world. It's the modern day Ben Pal. Talk to people at embassies and send newsletters to organizations in different countries. Record audio and videotapes of your ideas and make them available to radio and television in other countries. Write, or better yet, read a book about another culture. Find ways to communicate and understand people in other countries so that we can come together as a planet. People do not have trouble getting along. Only politicians have that problem. It's time to educate, not legislate. I want to express my thanks to Billy and his family for extending me their courtesy and friendship during my 3 trips to their home. Even though they have endured so many hardships and difficult times over the years, they still had time to make me feel welcome. My thanks to Silvino, Bruni, Billy, Popeye, and the other members of the FIGU for providing me with the spiritual food to help me along the path of my own discovery. I hope that the information I have made available here in this book has in some way contributed to the ongoing efforts of the Pleiadian mission and is of benefit to mankind. I have no plans to return to Switzerland, but instead hope that the experiences of my travels can be of some benefit to other seekers of truth. Salome, Randolph Winters. Glossary: 7 Sisters, a term used by the Kiowa Indians to describe 7 Indian maidens who were put in the heavens by the Great Spirit to escape the advancement of a bear. The 7 sisters became known as the star cluster called the Pleiades. Absolutum, a term to describe a large body of creational energy that contains billions of universes. Eyes is one of them. Adam, in the old language of Lyra, it means earth human being. A Lyran scientist named Semjusa created an Adam, or earth human, through genetic engineering, which started the story of Adam and Eve. Age of Aquarius, a time period of 2,155 years as the Earth moves through the constellation of Aquarius, one of the 12 constellations. Also called the Age of the Water Bearer. Age of Waterman, the same as the Age of Aquarius. Used to describe the period that the Earth passes through the constellation of Aquarius. Agata, an ancient underground city built in the Gobi Desert under the gigantic city of Mu around 33,000 years ago. There were two cities, called Agata Alpha and Agata Beta, that were connected by an underground tunnel. Mu was destroyed, but Agata still exists today. Akashic. In Eastern philosophy, the term Akashic means the same as etheric and refers to the unseen energy of thought that is stored in a ring around the planet. The Akashic is a storehouse of thoughts from the past that can be accessed through meditation. In India, it is regarded as including material and non-material entities in a common medium, sometimes referred to as the Akashic Records. Android. A synthetic or artificial creation made to resemble the human form. It is used for the purpose of serving man in many different forms. Andromeda Galaxy. A large spiral galaxy that can be seen from Earth. It is similar in shape and form to the Milky Way galaxy that we live in. It is 2.2 million light years from Earth and is 160,000 light years wide. It is the home of a very advanced race of beings that provide advice to the Pleiadians and other races. Andromeda. A constellation in the Milky Way that supports human life as we know it. Beings from there have visited Earth on occasion. Arahatathasata, a spiritual entity that no longer exists in material form but exists in pure spiritual form and is comprised of seven different spirits. It was the teacher of Jesus Christ that also telepathically sent information to Earth at the request of the Pleiadians to Bilimia in the 1970s. Ararat Mountain, a very large mountain in eastern Turkey. Believed to be the resting place of Noah's Ark, this religious mountain has special meaning to many religions and belief systems. Aramaic. The language that was spoken in the days of Jesus Christ. His teachings were written down in Aramaic and were discovered in 1963 by a Greek priest. Armenia. An ancient culture that originally lived in the region known as Armenia in northeastern Turkey. Today most Armenians live in Russia. Armas people. In the year 8104 BC, the great war between Atlantis and Mu left the world largely uninhabited. One of the three surviving tribes were the descendants of the people who lived in an area known as Armenia 33,000 years ago. They were called the Armas people. Aura. A field of energy that surrounds a human being. It is magnetic in nature and can be seen using Kirlian photography. It appears in colors which reflect the thinking of the human mind. Bafath. A race of extraterrestrials who are the descendants of ancient Lyrans. They were forced to leave Earth over 10,000 years ago, but returned and hid under the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt and fought to gain control of Earth. The Pleiadians removed them from Earth, and they are no longer a threat to us. Barnard Star. Located just 4.4 light years from Earth, this star has two planets in orbit around it that have supported human life in the past and possibly still does. Barter. A form of trade that does not require money. Before our current system of money, most of the world engaged in trading their products and services in this system called barter. Beam drive, one of the two drive systems used on a Pleiadian beam ship to propel it. A beam drive is a system that creates energy by converting light into power. It is an older system and is no longer being manufactured. Beam ship on Earth. We call round flying discs from other worlds flying saucers. The Pleiadians call their ships beam ships, after the drive system that powers them. Beta Centauri. Located only 4.3 light years from Earth, the planets around this star have been home to human races in the past. Big Bang. Many Earth scientists believe the universe we live in was created by a Big Bang of energy that exploded and pushed itself out, creating the formation of the galaxies that currently exist. Boomerang. When we create thoughts in our mind, they speed out into the universe. At a certain distance, they change polarity and return to the sender. This process is called the boomerang. Capricorn. One of the 12 constellations that the Earth passes through every 25,860 years. We are now in the age of Aquarius, Capricorn is next. Caspian Sea. The world's largest inland sea. It lies between Europe and Asia. The south coast belongs to Iran, while the rest of the sea is surrounded by the territory of the USSR. central Sunday in the center of our galaxy. There is a large ball of energy that provides life-giving rays to the entire galaxy. It is called the central or universal sun by many. Central universe. The Pleiadians are aware of three types of universes that are evolving within the original creation, which is called the absolutum. A central universe is the highest order that they have discovered, but its function is still a mystery to them. Changing belt. One of the seven belts of energy that divides up our universe. The changing belt is a non-material area that is responsible for the conversion of energy into other forms. Channeling. The process of entering a meditative trance in order to call forth other entities which may use your body to speak. Khops. Khops was a pharaoh in Egypt and is sometimes thought of as the builder of the Great Pyramid. It is also called the Great Pyramid of Giza, which refers to the Giza plateau on which it is built. Coarse matter. Energy that is in the solid state of matter, as opposed to fine matter, which is energy in non-material form such as thought. Codex. The codex is a form of karmic debt that many earth people live under because of their previous lives as Lirans who ravaged the earth. It is the spiritual awareness of owing a debt to humanity for atrocities done in previous lives. Cognition. When knowledge becomes part of the individual, it is called cognition. Coherent. That which is logically connected, consistent as a coherent argument. Consciousness. The formation of rational thoughts. The human being has a material consciousness and a subconsciousness, which are both capable of producing a collection of thoughts we call consciousness. Constellation. The Earth and all of our solar system travel in a large oval pattern which takes 25,860 years to complete. This time period is divided into 12 sections which are called constellations, as in Virgo, Aquarius, etc. Creation. This is the spiritual energy that had the idea to create the universe that we live in. It is a spiritual form that contains the eternal energy of life and knowledge that rules all things. Creational universe. This is a type of universe that creates a material belt of planets, stars, and life forms in order to evolve. The universe we live in is a creational one. Cuneiform. This is an ancient form of writing that was used by the Babylonians, Persians, and others. Its characters are in the form of wedges, and are slim, triangular shapes that form into a language. Del universe. This is the universe that is right next to ours. It is a creational universe, like ours is, and supports human life. The Pleiadians are in touch with a race of humans from they call Timers, pronounced Tims. Dead Sea Scrolls. A collection of ancient manuscripts discovered in a cave in the cliffs at Qumran, Jordan in 1947. The writings date back to 200 BC and largely reconstruct the Old Testament and the long-lost books of the Apocrypha, and the books of Enoch, Jubilees, and the Testaments of the 12 Patriarchs. Dematerialize. The Pleiadians have a high technology which allows them to convert their ships into a non-material form. The process is called dematerializing. Depolarize. The process of reversing the magnetic pole of something. For instance, you can depolarize a magnet by changing the polarity of its poles from positive to negative and vice versa. Destroy a comet. A large comet that passes by Earth approximately every 575 years. It has been the cause of much destruction on Earth, as well as many other worlds. It was the cause of the biblical flood in 8104 BC, Devil's Tower. Located in Wyoming, this large mound of earth is a sacred site of historical importance to the Kiowa Indians. They believe that seven Kiowa Indian maidens were being chased by a bear. The bear tried to catch the maidens and left his claw marks on the side of the tower, which is evident when you see it. The Great Spirit intervened and put the seven maidens up in the sky as stars, which are called the Pleiades. DNA deoxyribonucleic acid. The main carrier of genetic information in all living organisms, except viruses, that contain ribonucleic acid. Easter Island. Located 300 miles off the coast of South America, this island is covered with strange monuments carved in stone. The monuments were images created of extraterrestrials led by a man named Viracocha, who supplied the tools to the local people to make the statues. Ego. The I, or self, of any person. Egotism or conceit or self-important etheric. In India, etheric is used to describe the unseen energy in thoughts of humans. It comes from the word ether,